that's what it's all about, to be an astronaut. Whether you're training or in space, it's always a lot of fun.
Over.
Well, the training actually starts when you're in school, because in school, you learn not only what you fall in love with, what kind of science or math or engineering or any other field of medicine, what you might fall in love with and begin doing. So really, training starts in the teen years, I would say. That's when I started training. But when you are selected to be an astronaut, then about 2 years of training then, and then when you're selected to a crew to fly in space, that's another 2.5 years. So you have to be ready and willing to do a lot of training, but it's a lot of fun. Over. We like the experiments that we're doing. We like the work that we're doing. That's probably the best entertainment of all. However, looking out the window is the number one entertainment when we have some time when we're not working experiments. We have a guitar. We play guitar. We read. We write emails as well. Over. That's a great question. The astronaut suits are very comfortable. They have heating and cooling and airflow, ventilation for it. When they are pressurized, though, they can be fairly uncomfortable. There's always pressure points. It's just like a football. When you inflate a football, it's very stiff. And sometimes the suit feels that way. Over. Hi, Malia. The stars do not look bigger. Even though a star is huge, you know, our sun is a star, of course. They're very big, but they are so far away, they are still just points of light in space. Over. Hi, Garrett. The Earth, you can see the curve of the Earth on the horizon. Of course, the bright blue of the Earth's atmosphere next to the black of space is brilliant. It's very bright, very pretty. Patrick, that's probably a long answer to that question. Life is wonderful. Zero gravity is always fun. Sometimes it's hard to do some things. The easy things are hard to do up here, like finding a place to put your pen or finding a place to put your toothbrush. The things that are hard on the ground are very easy in space. Something that weighs 500 pounds, I can move with a fingertip. And it's a lot of fun to fly around. Over. That's a great question. It is a lot of fun to be in space. And no, it's not scary. Partly that's because of all of the training we do. We feel like we can handle and we're prepared for anything that might go wrong. It is true, we're living in a dangerous place, in a vacuum, no air outside of us, and very high temperatures outside. There's a lot of high radiation, but we're well protected. And if any of that hardware breaks, we know what to do about it. So it's a lot of fun. And we feel well prepared for any problems, so it is not scary. Over. You know, when you first get into space, most astronauts feel a little nauseous, or they might lose their appetite. Some of them might even get a little sick. But that usually goes away in a day. But everyone, after about 2 days, everyone starts to feel fine, they have their appetites, and after that, no one has any more problems, stomach problems at all. Over. For UAH, how do you read? This is NA1SS. Hi, Amelia. Miss my family. That's the number one thing. I also miss the feel of the wind in my hair, the sand or grass under my feet. You know, we can't take hot showers up here, so that'd be very nice when I get back to Earth. But the number one thing you miss is your family and friends. Over. Later on. The main thing is to find something that you love to do, get very, very good at that. And so people who do what they love are very successful and are very good at it, and that's what astronauts usually are, people who have gotten to be very good at something. And right now it's science, technology, engineering, mathematics field. I'm a doctor, so I mostly did medicine. I have a little engineering, but we have pilots as well. So any one of those things, certainly, and probably in the years to come, the more and more fields that will be included that will be very useful for the astronauts of the future. Over. Hi, Morgan. I can't tell you. I just fell in love with it. I've always loved